I know, it's spring, the weather's warming, and sitting in front of the TV may not sound as appealing as it did when it was cold and miserable outside. But for television networks, fall, the season of new TV offerings, is always just around the corner. And in that spirit, last week was Television Upfront Week. This is when networks unveil their fall schedules. And we have got a little preview for you of what'll be on offer when the breezes cool a bit. Sure, there's a lot that's new, but you're going to see a lot of familiar faces, too, come fall. NPR's Linda Holmes is with me. She writes NPR's pop culture blog called Monkey See. Welcome to the program, Linda.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're going to start with Connie Britton, the beloved Tammy Taylor from NBC's Friday Night Lights. She is back in a big way, right?
She is. Connie Britton, who spent last season on the FX sort of gothic horror, American Horror Story, is back this season on an ABC show called Nashville, where she plays a sort of legendary country singer who is being challenged by an upstart blonde crossover pop sensation and her label's being disloyal to her.
So you're telling me after 21 years at this label, if I don't open for your little ingenue who wouldn't make it as one of my backup singers, that you're not going to support me?
Do I need to know your decision?
Well, you can kiss my decision as it's walking out the door.
All right, I hear a little sassy Tammy Taylor in there.
That is Tammy Taylor. You can definitely hear it. People are ready to see her dropkick anybody that gets in her way. I think that's always very popular. I'm waiting for a little hey, y'all.
Okay, speaking of familiar faces, another one, Matthew Perry, back on the small screen, this time playing a sports radiocaster. He loses his wife in a car accident. The show is called Go On.
Listen, Terrell, thanks a lot for joining us, man.
Sure.
Just don't ask me which one of my teammates are ugly.
When we return, Terrell Owens will discuss which one of his teammates he finds to be the most attractive.
This isn't the first time Matthew Perry has tried to reinvent himself on TV since Friends, right?
Right. He's one of those people who has sort of been bouncing around. He's done a few different things. He did Studio 60, which was a drama, an Aaron Sorkin drama. And then he had a show on ABC called Mr. Sunshine, which did not last very long, which I kind of liked. You know, when somebody has had a success as big as Friends and they feel like the person is as personally likable, and there's all kinds of testing that goes into seeing whether people like you and whether people want to see you on TV, They will bring you back and back and try over and over again. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Moving on, a lot of buzz around Mindy Kaling's new show, right?
Yes, Mindy Kaling's new show is on Fox. She, you may know her from The Office, where she plays Kelly Kapoor.
Of course.
And she had a book that was out this year. She's doing a lot of stuff, and she's got a show currently called The Mindy Project, where she plays a gynecologist in who's, you know, in dating situations and kind of young, goofy doctor. And that's going to be paired on Fox with New Girl, which is the Zooey Deschanel kind of goofy girl show.
Okay, next I want to talk to you about a new show called 666 Park Avenue.
But yeah.
This sounds bizarre. I mean, this mashup of all these different genres.
Yes. You know, on ABC, their two successes of last season were Once Upon a Time, which is very much a sort of fantasy mythology show, and Revenge, their big soapy soap. So 666 Park Avenue is kind of a combination of those two things. It is basically a show that implies that these people are living in this fancy apartment building in New York, and it is possible that the landlord is the devil.
Home to 80 residents.
Hi, I'm Louise. Jane, nice to meet you. You should stop by for drinks sometime.
It's a friendly building.
But don't let the amenities fool you.
So that's this kind of really like soap opera-esque show that's popular with ABC. Is it common that networks kind of associate themselves with a type of show?
Yes. 666 Park Avenue is very ABC. I don't think you'd see that show probably on any other network. It's the network that's got Grey's Anatomy and that had Desperate Housewives and things like that. Over at CBS, it's a more meat and potatoes, traditional. A lot of it is crime procedurals. They've got a lot of sort of cop and lawyer shows.
Kind of working class vibe.
And then NBC has less of an angle. I don't think anybody knows exactly what their angle is right now.
Still trying to figure it out.
They're still looking for one.
And we shouldn't get too attached, right? I mean, how many new shows got canceled last year?
A remarkably long list of shows. You know, out of everything that you're seeing right now at Upfronts, you know, more than half of it will be canceled either by
more
the end
half.
Of the season. Oh, sure. Yes.
Wow.
You know, there is a constant churn in television, and it's a lot easier to keep a show like Grey's Anatomy going for another season than it is to find a new show that's going to hit. And a lot of the things we're talking about now, everybody will hardly remember.
It is May. Fall is still a long time from now. Any new summer stuff in the works that you can give us a sense of?
The networks will have a couple of kind of limited run scripted shows. It's also a very big season for reality. You know, NBC's got their send people off for a dating show in the jungle thing coming back, which is called Love in the Wild.
Heard that once or twice.
Yeah, it's
seen
called
that.
Love in the Wild. So, yeah, summer is a slow season, but there will be some stuff.
Okay, plenty to watch. NPR's Linda Holmes, she writes the pop culture blog Monkey See. You can find it at npr.org. Linda, thanks so much.
Thank you.